When I was in Israel, I went to the Tchelis factory, where they believe they found the real Tchelis. Afterwards, I asked a few Rabbanim about wearing the Tchelis in general, and they explained a person should wear Tchelis, since it's a case of Suffolk Dereisha L'Chumra. When I got back to London, I asked my Rav, where he told me it's usher to wear Tchelis nowadays. What is the Rav's opinion on this issue, and why is there such a stark contrast between the two psaks? Anonymous from London. There are basically three approaches to this supposed Tchelis. There are those that say that there's a lot of circumstantial evidence that points that maybe this is the Tchelis. On the other hand, there was a lot of circumstantial evidence that pointed to the Rishner Tchelis as being Tchelis, and these people say that it's not. And there was a lot of circumstantial evidence that Rav Herzog's Tchelis was Tchelis, and both of the other two say that it's not. So maybe it's a doubt. On the other hand, there are those that hold that in order to be able to identify Tchelis, there has to be a Mesorah, and circumstantial evidence is not enough at all. And for lack of Mesorah, it's for sure not Tchelis, and therefore there's no Suffolk Deraisa even, and you don't put on Tchelis. There are others that hold that based on various Medrashim, Tchelis is not put on now, and will only come back when Mashiach comes. According to those opinions, not usher to wear Tchelis, but Lamaisa, the mitzvah of Tchelis, for whatever reason, has been abrogated temporarily until Mashiach comes. And because of these different opinions, whether we can identify Tchelis through circumstantial evidence, whether you have to have a Mesorah, and whether this mitzvah has been abrogated temporarily till Mashiach comes, results in the three different opinions and approaches that you became aware of.